Today from the Ohio Newsroom, lung cancer screenings on the road.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Healthcare workers with Ohio State University have begun driving a mobile lung cancer screening unit across the state. It's meant to expand early detection efforts in underserved parts of Ohio, like Meigs County in the southeast. Courtney Midkiff is the administrator for the Meigs County Health Department. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Erin.
How prevalent is lung cancer in Meigs County and Appalachian Ohio more generally compared to the rest of the state?
Unfortunately, rural Ohio, Appalachian Ohio, sees disproportionate rates of lung cancer diagnosis and later diagnosis than the rest of the state.
Do more people in Meigs County smoke than, say, in, you know, a more urban part of the state?
Yes. According to the Robert Wood Johnson County Health Rankings, Meigs County doesn't fare very well. Usually out of 88 Ohio counties, we're in the mid-80s, and one of those indicators is cigarette smoking and vaping.
Before this mobile unit hit the streets, how easy was it to get screened for lung cancer in Meigs County? Are prevention services like this readily available?
Not in the county itself. Meigs County, you know, hasn't had a hospital since 2000. We're in a health professional shortage area. We have some regional health systems that do offer lung screening, but for most Meigs County residents, they're probably at least 45 minutes to an hour, you know, from their home to get to. So we do not have the opportunity, other than the mobile lung screening from the Ohio State University, to get a lung screening in Meigs County at this time.
Got it. How does this mobile unit help? Have you heard of any locals who detected lung cancer earlier than they otherwise would have?
Yes, we have a gentleman. He's 63 years old, Meigs County resident, former Marine, who, not a coincidence, a God thing. I spoke about the availability of this lung screening at a Lenten service that we had. And then his pastor shared it with the congregation, and he said when he heard his pastor speaking about it from the pulpit, he knew it was time to call and make that appointment. So, yes, Mike was diagnosed via the OSU lung screening mobile, and thankfully it was detected early, and he has been a great champion in the community, encouraging people to come. It's a very easy process. It's a low-dose CT scan. You don't have to get any in any state of undress. It's painless and it just takes maybe a half hour for the whole process.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the only mobile health unit to travel across rural Ohio. I know Ohio State has another mobile unit that offers mammograms. I've personally covered a mobile unit that gives kids free eye exams. Are these mobile units sufficient for areas like yours, or do you think your area needs something more permanent?
So there is no reason in Meigs County for a lady not to have a mammogram. Ohio Health also has a Wellness on Wheels unit that comes into the health department each week. They offer primary care and pediatrics in the morning and women's health services and OBGYN services in the afternoon. Soon we'll be having a mobile that will be bringing Medicaid-assisted treatment for those who are in substance abuse. So it's growing, and I would love to see mobile dental services. That's next on my purview, because we have one dentist, I think, for like 4,500 residents here. So we're definitely in a dental professional shortage area as well.
Okay. Courtney Midkiff with the Meigs County Health Department. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.